You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the RNIB See Differently Awards 2024, supported by People's Postcode Lottery. And I am joined by the winner of Volunteer of the Year, sponsored by Woods Valdata, Susie Simons. Susie, many congratulations. How does it feel winning the award?
It feels amazing. Thank you so much. And can I just say, you're the first person who's got my name right. You're amazing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. If you can tell us in 10 seconds one thing that people need to know about the work that led you to this fantastic win.
I've been running iMatter for 5.5 years. We're a multi-activity peer support group for anyone over 18 living with a visual impairment. We support each other through the difficulties, and there are quite a few. We arranged 200 Zoom events last year and 36 in-person outings, and we're only trying to beat that this year, and we're doing pretty well as well. We've got over 170 members, and thanks to our referrers who are from eye hospitals and other sight loss charities, we are growing in number by about 5 members every week.
What work are you doing now to help break down more of the barriers that are often faced by the blind and partially sighted community?
Whenever we get a donation, we're using it for things that our members recommend. So we are a sight loss charity that is run by 4, and our managing team are all visually impaired. So we are listening to our members.
Have you heard anything at the See Differently Awards that has impressed or inspired you tonight?
I loved the award for the lady who she'd worked with getting the low vision clinics in place, and I loved the singer with only one eye who was just, she was so pleased to be here because she felt she was somewhere where she was accepted. And I think that's what lots of visually impaired people face, is that, you know, I know I go out with my sighted friends, or I'll go to somebody's house for dinner, and they'll be like, "Who made that cake?" And I'll be like, "I made that cake." And it's such a shock to them that a visually impaired person can do something, whereas we know that visually impaired people are perfectly capable of doing so many amazing things. And sometimes to be in a group with visually impaired people, it makes you feel normal again when sometimes you haven't felt that way for a while. And that acceptance, it really brings you back to your former self. Sight loss is a very debilitating thing, and can be crushing to your self-esteem. And we're trying to raise you back up to the heights that you were at before this thing happened to you.
If you could summarise the awards in 3 words, what would they be?
Inspiring, entertaining, and very humbling.
Susie Simons, once again, many congratulations.
Thank you for having me.